help serve pizza? You mean I have to wait until everybody's had some?
Don't worry. Serving other people is way better than just eating pizza for yourself. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. You know, I love pizza. And I really love when I can combine eating pizza with serving other people. It's great to see the smile on a friend's face when you help them with something they couldn't do on their own. It's important to look for ways you can help others and not just look out for yourself. If you're a Christian, your job is to become more like Jesus and serve. Mark chapter 10, verse 45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Our story for today is called, Why We're Here. "Hey, Caleb," Josh shouted when they got off the bus. "I almost forgot. Tomorrow I'm going to Planet Pizza, and I was wondering if you..." "I'd love to go." Caleb started running toward his house before Josh could finish his sentence. "I'll ask my mom." That night, Caleb asked his mom about going to Planet Pizza with Josh. "Of course you can go," said Mom. "I just spoke with Josh's dad, and I'm glad you want to help." "Help?" thought Caleb. "I'll always help eat pizza." The next day, a long line of people waited outside Planet Pizza. "Whoa," said Caleb. "I hope we get a table. I'm starving." Josh gave Caleb a funny look. "Not like they are," he said. "Follow me." They walked to the front of the line. "Hi, Josh," said the man at the door. "Who's your friend?"
"Hey, Pastor Eric. This is Caleb. He came to help serve lunch."
"Help serve?" Caleb was confused.
"I thought we came to eat."
"We will." Josh handed Caleb a pair of gloves. "After everyone else is served first." Josh ran to the table of pizzas. "Our church is buying pizza and passing it out as part of our food drive this month. It's why we're here."
"You mean we don't get to eat pizza until after we're done serving everyone else?"
Josh handed Caleb a stack of plates.
"I think you'll make it."
Soon, Pastor Eric let in the line of people, and Caleb and Josh helped serve slices of pizza to everyone who came in.
"My name's Tommy," one boy said. "I've never had pizza here before. Is it good?"
"Good," exclaimed Caleb. "It's the best. Here, sausage is my favorite."
After everyone was served, Pastor Eric prayed for the meal. "Dear God, thank you for this pizza and for every person here, and thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for us. Help us see the ways we can serve those around us and show others your love. Amen." Caleb lifted his head just as Tommy took his first bite.
"This pizza is the best," he said.
Caleb smiled and slid his own piece of pizza across the table.
"Here, Tommy, you can have mine too."
"Really?" asked Tommy.
"Really," said Caleb. "It's why I'm here."
Well, how about you? Do you serve others? Or do you always put your own needs before everyone else's? Even though he's creator of the universe, Jesus came to earth to serve and give his life for us. Ask him to help you see the ways you can serve others and show them his love. Today, find at least one person who could use your help and serve them before you serve yourself. Our key verse is Mark 10:45.
"For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
And here's our key thought for today. Serve others. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.